For WKNO News in Memphis, I'm Christopher Blank. Election Day's turnout in Shelby County was fairly mild after a record year for early voting. Caleb Suggs with the Institute for Public Service Reporting and WKNO says the Shelby County Election Commission managed to get nearly all the votes processed before midnight.
54,205 people voted in person on Election Day, far less than the numbers who came out for the 10 days of early voting. Still, the total number of all voters, nearly 383,000, kept the Shelby County Election Commission busy on Tuesday with the record number of absentee ballots.
Given the amount of paper that we were counting today, I think it's a major miracle.
That's Election Administrator Linda Phillips, who predicted the absentee ballots would be processed and scanned by 8 o'clock. According to Phillips, 20,000 ballots had already been scanned by 6:30 p.m. thanks to 4 high-speed scanners from the state and a venue full of 200 bipartisan volunteers.
It was well organized. We had a good plan and a lot of people.
Once the absentee ballots at the FedEx Forum were scanned, their results were saved on memory drives. Then they, like the ballots of all the precincts in the county, were given a police escort to the Election Commission office on Nixon Drive. There, they were uploaded and officially counted in mere minutes by machines. Officials originally thought it could take up to midnight to count all the ballots, but overall, the process went smoothly, says Commissioner Benny Smith.
We obviously have room for improvement, but they did a stellar job with how they processed it.
Smith said that although the commission may implement different voting methods in the future, the process used for this year's ballots might just be the one they stick with. For WKNO News and the Institute for Public Service Reporting, I'm Caleb Suggs.
This is 91.1. More news at WKNOFM.org.